This is a LibriVox recording. All LibriVox recordings are in the public domain. For more information or to volunteer, please visit LibriVox.org. Candide by Voltaire, Chapter 6. How the Portuguese made a beautiful auto-da-fé to prevent any further earthquakes, and how Candide was publicly whipped. After the earthquake had destroyed 3/4 of Lisbon, the sages of that country could think of no means more effectual to prevent utter ruin than to give the people a beautiful auto-da-fé, for it had been decided by the University of Coimbra that the burning of a few people alive by a slow fire and with great ceremony is an infallible secret to hinder the earth from quaking. In consequence hereof, they had seized on a Biscayner, convicted of having married his godmother, and on two Portuguese for rejecting the bacon which larded a chicken that they were eating. After dinner they came and secured Dr. Pangloss and his disciple Candide, the one for speaking his mind, the other for having listened with an air of approbation. They were conducted to separate apartments, extremely cold as they were never incommoded by the sun. 8 days after, they were dressed in sanbenitos and their heads ornamented with paper mitres. The mitre and sanbenito belonging to Candide were painted with reversed flames and with devils that had neither tails nor claws. But Pangloss's devils had claws and tails, and the flames were upright. They marched in procession thus habited, and heard a very pathetic sermon, followed by fine church music. Candide was whipped in cadence while they were singing. The Biscayner and the two men who had refused to eat bacon were burnt, and Pangloss was hanged, though that was not the custom. The same day the earth sustained a most violent concussion. Candide, terrified, amazed, desperate, all bloody, all palpitating, said to himself, "If this is the best of possible worlds, what then are the others? Well, if I had been only whipped, I could put up with it, for I experienced that among the Bulgarians. But oh, my dear Pangloss, thou greatest of philosophers, that I should have seen you hanged without knowing for what! Oh, my dear Anabaptist, thou best of men, that thou shouldst have been drowned in the very harbour! Oh, Miss Cunegonde, thou pearl of girls, that thou shouldst have had thy belly ripped open!" Thus he was musing, scarce able to stand, preached at, whipped, absolved, and blessed, when an old woman accosted him, saying, "My son, take courage and follow me." End of chapter 6.